And, you know, the Iowa side, I mean, things are just flying off the market if it's priced right. And then on the Illinois side, it's, you know, hit and miss. It just depends. So
That makes sense. No, that makes sense. So last week I had this idea, and honestly, well, it's been probably 2 weeks ago. I had gone live into one of our groups and had kind of talked about, hey, you know, I want to do this for myself, like this challenge. I wanted to do it for myself, but I'm like, might as well have more people join me, right? That's what mm-hmm. I was kind of hoping. And it really kind of evolved in when I did my live. And so then I decided, I put this post together last week and on my Facebook page and thought, I'll get like 10 people. And honestly, like 100 and some odd people commented on it. So it went a lot bigger than what I thought it was going to be. Like as of yesterday, I haven't checked the numbers today. I decided I'm going to put together this, you know, free webinar that's going to be held tomorrow on my page, on my public figure page. And that one is going from 11 to 1. But what's funny is like there, I think we only had like 12 spots yesterday left over for the 100 that I had kind of put on there. Obviously, wow. Zoom has a like capacity of 100. And I was like, okay, I guess we're doing this. So,
and, you know, let's talk real quick. There's a couple of things that you said there. First of all, can you just give us your background again? Just a really quick synopsis, because it is very important that you are offering a free webinar, because like as soon as you threw that up there, I know I was somebody that commented right away. I'm like, interested.
Yeah. So my background was, obviously I started out as a math professor. I'm really, really highly educated and highly in debt. No, that's how that works. Right. But I was a math educator for 20 years. And in that time I have kind of dabbled in a lot of businesses, little, you know, small businesses, whether it be MLMs or, you know, I started drop shipping for Amazon, which is where my company name came in. My company is called Ejiokava. And when I was first doing drop shipping, I was doing man cave items. And so I was coming up when I first decided to file my corporation, I was like, oh, man cave, let me see what that is in Latin. So in Latin, Ejio is man and cava is cave. And so
a business name that Sandy will never be able to pronounce correctly.
No, that's pretty much normal for everybody. So, which is fine. I mean, you know, for the most part, the company's me. So, you know, you get bills from them. That's pretty much about it. So I decided to start doing some marketing for real estate agents. And my sister was really the first guinea pig that I got to really do anything on. Mm-hmm. And she's a realtor out in Nevada. And pretty much when I started offering, kind of doing, saying, hey, I want to do this, I do this for free, or basically just, you know, your money, I'll let you, you know, just spend your money, but my time would be free. Almost everybody was a realtor that came to me that wanted to have this done. And so I thought, oh, I need to kind of investigate this. Well, I ended up working full time, ended up going back to work after I quit teaching. I thought I was going to make this business go, and I just wasn't in the right mindset. And when I went back to work for corporate America, I found out very, very quickly I was a compensation analyst, and I hate working for somebody else.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, it's been interesting.
Join the club.
Oh, yeah. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it again. I will do whatever it takes not to have to have somebody else put any kind of worth on my, you know, on my income mm-hmm. or myself, you know, at all. So, so I got to quit last November, which was nice. I've been doing my marketing. I, you know, had enough clients at that point where I could do my marketing business full time. And I was pretty close to replacing my income from my job. So, you know, last month actually had my biggest month yet so far in my business.
Congrats. And you really like when I come to you for a lot of stuff that you normally charge a lot of money for. So, but I'm learning, I'm almost there. But when I come to you, I think I know it all. I get cocky. And then I spend 2 seconds with you and you're like, you just blow my mind every time. So that's one thing that I really appreciate about you is you're always like leveling up your tech and you're, you know, you always explore every platform that's out there that you come across. And so that's just a really unique thing that I've noticed about you.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, to be a good marketer. And I think as real estate agents, we're all marketers. Like if you don't think about that part of it and don't, you know, I mean, we have to market ourselves because there is no other way. If you're running a business, there's no other way to get clients other than to market yourself. Right. So, you know, in whatever way that happens.
And if somebody hires you as an agent, just simply because of your company name, you've got bigger problems than either of us can solve. Like they need to love you. They need to hire you.
Well, and I think that's, it's typical too. I mean, like you said, I think a lot of people think I can do this. I've boosted an ad. I've actually run some kind of, you know, maybe even run a single listing ad or put something together that direction. What we do really brings in like retargeting and even like, you know, kind of trying to get at, I do a lot of testing. So, you know, if you've gone through and said, okay, I can, say I've built an ad and I've put a single image ad and I've put a grid image and I've put a video and I've put a carousel and I've decided which one works, or, you know, those are the kinds of things that as marketers, I think about all the time. I am always, always learning. That's just the nature of me. I always want to get better, you know? So, you know, it's interesting because, I mean, I just think even working with you, I'm like, you are very tech savvy. I mean, you know, short of maybe today's show, but no, you figured it out.
We got started a little late, folks.
Yeah,
you guys think I cuss a lot on the show. You should have seen what happened before we went live.
She needs a drink. Where is it today? No, I think, you know, for us, the, you know, the way that I'm, that I've started to kind of think about things and really, I would say, you know, James has basically kind of put this idea in my head and I'm trying to run with it. Mm-hmm. Right. And if you're not sure who James is, James Rembert is one of our coaches that Sandy and I share.
Respect.
And Zillow killer, right?
Yeah. So he's the man.
You know, so, and, you know, he has been one that has kind of put of that. There's another, one of my coaches, his name's Dennis Yu. He actually does like the marketing for like the Warriors, in San Francisco.
Oh, cool.
He's really like, he's one of the Facebook, like probably top 10 people. I think he actually might have Mark Zuckerberg's phone number or something. Jesus. Like that, you know, he's that big, but he's very big on video and he's very big on, you know, you should be getting out there daily. You should be, filming something daily, whether, you know, whether it be just, your life or whether it be, you know, educational pieces about what you've got going on in your life. I think, I've been in the middle. I've been reading, as kind of part of my 75 hard challenge that I'm doing. I've been reading the book Traffic Secrets by Russell Brunson. And I am by no means, I'll tell you, I'm not a ClickFunnels fan, not at all. If you've not heard of Russell Brunson, that's really who invented ClickFunnels. And, you know, he though has some really great ideas. And he was talking about Gary Vee saying, you know, like how you should start thinking about your videos as documenting and documenting process, documenting your, you know, the little things in life, you know, even if it's just really about me, like as a first year realtor, like all the little things, like, you know, kind of the crazy guy that basically cussed me out when I sent him a video text to say, hey, can I help you?
You know? Did that really happen?
Oh yeah. No, I sent a video text and said, you know, hey, I'm Denise Nelly from, you know, EXP Realty. And I just wanted to introduce myself. And if you have any questions with your real estate, let me know. And he basically said, bitch, don't ever do that to me again. And I was like, okay.
How about, bitch, you opted in.
Yeah. Like I was like, he took the time though to record a video back to me.
He did it in video.
Oh man.
That is amazing. You got to give him a little credit for that.
That's what I thought too. I'm like, he at least got back on video.
Did we just become best friends?
Right. I need some good snappy comebacks, which is why I hang around with you.
Yeah.
I got some of that sarcasm back there. I was just like, okay, all right.
I know, because you want to cry and you want to like, you know, this is like a good lesson for realtors. Like, if you're not cussed at or, you know, like made to feel like shit, then you're probably not putting yourself out there enough.
Right.
You know?
Right. Right. I mean, we are salespeople after all. Exactly. I mean, sales is part of the process. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think you got to get a little bit of a thick skin. But one of the things I know that you were excited about was kind of the virtual door knocking, and to kind of talk about that piece, because, you know, I came up with that because I feel like so much of what we're taught by some of the, you know, biggest paid coaches, honestly, mm-hmm. you know, they tell us you should be out there door knocking and you should be doing, you know, which right now is definitely, I don't think, a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, my husband, honestly, he got really, really mad at the guy that was door knocking for, he was a pest control. He got really mad at the guy. He's like, number one, he wasn't wearing a mask. Number two, he basically, and I didn't think anything of it. I was standing pretty close to him. I don't think as much about it like he does, but mm-hmm. I was like, we don't really want to be that person in, you know, real estate where somebody comes to us and is like, you weren't, you know, thoughtful about who I am either. So
I also don't want to talk to people that don't want to talk to me.
Right. Right.
Like, how do we get past that, Denise?
Right. Right. And I think that's what this is going to hopefully do for you, is give you, number one, we kind of start out with, you know, and we'll go into a lot more detail on this tomorrow in the webinar. But basically, when you start out with a cold video to a cold audience, to somebody that has no knowledge of who you are, you know, your job is to provide them value. Your job is to, you know, I think be a resource. And that's really what it's going to be about. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to target people that are selling. We're going to call them out. That is going to be part of not only the copy, but also of what you're saying in your video. So we start out there. And then what's kind of cool about Facebook is that we have the ability to, Facebook gives us a whole bunch of what they call pixeling tools. And pixeling means basically being able to target people based on behaviors, right? So mm-hmm. whether or not they visit a website, whether or not they watch a video for a certain amount of time. And basically, once we kind of figure out, hey, this person watched me for 15 seconds, they're probably somewhat interested. You know, maybe they weren't enough interested to watch the whole thing, or maybe they did. Mm-hmm. You know, we can kind of decide that we're going to target them and show them videos again. I think, you know, now what we're going to do is we're going to basically give some information, like, you know, what kinds of things are we doing to, say, keep sellers safe right now? What kinds of things are we, you know, just basically in terms of, I want to say, like, electronical, like, tours, you know, virtual tours or Zoom meetings or things like that. You know, we will, I basically have put together four scripts. There's basically your cold conversation, or what I would call ringing the doorbell, right? Mm-hmm. So we ring the doorbell, that person doesn't know us, we don't know them, right? But now what we've done is through video, they're starting to get to know us just as they would if they would actually open the door and have a conversation. Now, some people will not open the door because they're not interested, because they're not a seller, or they're not even interested in selling their house. And so, you know, the thing is they're never going to get to the next, you know, being able to watch the other possible three videos or four videos or whatever we end up showing to them if they don't watch at least 15 seconds of that video. And if somebody watches at least 15 seconds of the video, of a 1 minute video, that's, you know, they're pretty,
that's really good engagement for Facebook standards, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. Really good engagement. And so, you know, the thing about it is too, it's really cheap. That's one of the things that I like about this too. So for anybody maybe that doesn't have a big budget for marketing, you know, is trying to kind of get to, maybe a few more leads, but not have to pay, like you said, Zillow or mm-hmm. realtor.com or, you know, Boomtown or whatever you end up, you know, kind of paying for. This is like, you can get video views. So you can basically knock on a door for about 3 to 4 cents. I mean, that's really wow. what it kind of entails.
Well, and the difference is you're paying for these leads from these other companies, no matter which platform you choose.
Right.
And you get leads just the same way, where they're not interested in buying or selling, or, you know, they really wanted to contact somebody else altogether that wasn't even in real estate or whatever they accidentally clicked on. And it just, it's just ridiculous. Whereas, you know, they already know, like they've seen your face. They already know like whether they want to even start to engage in conversation with you or not.
Right. And then, you know, kind of the follow-up videos where now you're kind of, I call it kind of a coffee chat in a sense, right? There where you're going to say, I'm going to meet this person. Like if I actually met them in person, right. And I knocked on their door and they were interested, I'd say, let's meet for coffee. Let's talk. Right.
Yeah.
And so these coffee chats really are educational pieces. Let's talk about those things that you might have that are common questions that sellers mm-hmm. are asking, especially right now. And basically we do a very, you know, kind of soft call to action on them in that they can book a Zoom call. They can get on our calendar, they can book a Zoom call, and now we can have a conversation. Now the caveat is, you know, this is not a high pressure. I'm not trying to get them to sign a contract. I'm not trying to do anything other than be a resource right now. Like that's it. That's 100% it. Because we know like when somebody starts to trust you, that they will almost more than likely, I mean, unless they're going to try to sell it themselves, mm-hmm. more than likely you will be the person that will be, you know, top of mind because you've continued to kind of put yourself out there on video.
Well, so. And not only that, but the statistic out there is that people tend to do business with the first real estate agent that they actually have a conversation with.
Right.
And so, I mean, and then the fact that you can have these conversations without leaving your freaking house, you know, Mike Bjorkman, even well before this, you know, pandemic, he was already doing his listing presentations virtually. And I thought he was nuts. I'm like, man, how do you get people to hire you if you're like not even being present at their home? Right. And it turns out like he was onto something, you know, and I'm not saying that people have to do it that way. But the fact that it is being done by mm-hmm. very, very high level real estate agents, right. I mean, shows right. me like, why aren't we doing this?
Yeah. Well, was he doing that with them? Like, actually, did he go through their house or did he just give them?
He would Zoom with them. I think. You know, I'd have to look at his training on what he was doing, but I know for sure, like what he would do is he would Zoom with them about his value proposition. And okay. then I'm guessing that he would send one of his team members out to the house.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
I want a team member to send out to my house. Maybe my son will get his license soon.
Yeah, exactly.
you know, but yeah, I think that's the whole, you know, guys behind this is, you know, people get to know you. I mean, we sat there and heard last night, I think it's Jesse Fernandez, who's also in our coaching program,
yeah.
talking about sharing her fitness journey and that alone, like, and it's all been organic. You know, she actually hasn't even done any paid advertising yet. She's booming with clients right now. So,
and there's, you know what, my biggest takeaway from our coaching call last night, where we learned that story is, first of all, you don't have to pay a cent. Like, get your ass out there, get on your public page, not your profile, your public page, and start generating video content, just like she was doing with her workouts. I've posted just hilarious things that I notice sometimes at places or, you know, just whenever the hell I feel like getting on video, it's important to get on video. And then you mix real estate in, you know, as much or as little as you'd like. But the fact of the matter is, whatever is generating engagement is what you should be doing right now.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, it's been interesting, you know, this challenge that I'm doing. You know, I've been posting and yesterday, one of my old childhood friends, she reached out, she's like, I've been watching you and you've been seeing what you've been doing. I'm really proud of you. She goes, I just want you to know, I started it also. I'm about 9 days in. And so she, based off of some of the stuff, I mean, I don't think anybody's ever watching me. That's what I always think. You know, I think you have to do that. If you're going to get on video, you have to just kind of go with, if somebody watches this, awesome. You know, and yeah. then even just the other day, this is funny. So the other day on Sunday, I was riding my bike, and you might have even seen my little video that I was talking about, and you know, book that I was reading. And yeah, and apparently, so I get a text from my mom, and she goes, just a little advice. Maybe you shouldn't chew your gum while you're on video. That's not very professional.
My mom will like get a hold of me afterward and be like, your chest looked really large in that one video or whatever. And I'm like, as if I'm not self-conscious enough. But you know what? Like, I mean, I guess I'll take it.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thanks, you know, I mean, watching. It was one of those things, like, I didn't know it. And then I went back and watched the video and I was like, yeah, she's right. That gum is really distracting. you know, but it's, you know, like, it is weird. People will start watching. And then if you have your profile set up, like where people know that you're a realtor, like, you know, video or whether it be a banner, you know, that part of it, when they go to visit your profile, they'll start to get more interested and they'll be like, oh yeah, Sandy does real estate.
Yeah.
You know?
And it, so, and it happens actually kind of often, and I'm really grateful for it. And it's like, yeah, I put in the work, but it's also nice when people just naturally start to think of me, start, you know, hitting me up and asking questions. And, you know, one thing that I said last night in that coaching call is, if you are somebody who you're super self-conscious about your looks or your accent or anything, it's like, do Facebook Live, because there's no getting out of it. And you'll, you know, the more video you put out there, the less you'll start to scrutinize. I mean, every single week I'm like nervous for this show, and it's dumb, but it's just like, hey, we all feel it. But yeah, it is a lot easier, you know, unless I'm having tech issues and I get pissed off.
Right. We got to keep her calm over there.
Yeah.
I'll just figure it out. It's fine. I mean, I can say I do like when I, you know, can actually see everything back and forth, like, you know, on there without, it's delayed on the Facebook side of things. So
that's, yeah, I figured. Yeah. So one of the things that happened in Denise and I's show today is she can't see me through Skype. Like, yes, you know, watching the show and everything, you all can see me and Denise can even see me on the Facebook Live, but it is a delay. And so she's like talking to a blank freaking screen right now and just having the time of her life, I'm sure.
I know. I love looking at my beautiful face.
I can see you, and that's all that matters.
No, it's good. I think, you know, I mean, I really do appreciate, you know, all your support, because I know, like, you've been, you know, really great about, you know, just promoting everything that I've kind of put out. And I think that's the beauty of a team, mm-hmm. right, that you have behind you. I think one of the things I figured out this week is how much, I don't know, just how awesome it is when you have people behind you, and that, you know, building that tribe of people who believe in you is really important. You know, it really is.
Well, I appreciate you. I think it's so important that we all surround ourselves with, you know, other agents that kind of like force you to level yourself up. I mean, I learn so much from you all the time. Like, of course, I'm gonna hang out with you and promote the hell out of you, because what you have to offer is something really special. And I think that real estate agents in general, like, ever since I got into this industry, I've always been pissed off that it's like a dog eat dog world, really cutthroat. And I'm like, why the hell does it have to be like that? I feel like as real estate agents, like, I am unlike every other real estate agent out there. You're either going to love me or hate me. Like, I'm very fierce. I'm very, like, harsh and to the point, but I will take damn good care of you. Right. And, you know, and so, like, then other people need this, like you are such a sweetheart, Denise. I can just picture you just being like, so, okay, so what do we want to do? And I walk in and I'm just like, okay, I want your dogs gone. You need to get rid of this and all this other, you know what I mean? Bing, bang, boom. But my whole point is that there's business out there for all of us. And so these people that pull all this shady shit and like stab each other in the back, whether they're with a different brokerage or even the same brokerage, is just unacceptable. And so I, for the first time, you know, actually since joining EXP, as a matter of fact, I have finally felt that unity with everybody, like whether, you know, on my team or not. It's been really like just amazing that we can all exchange this information and nobody's like basically afraid of competing with each other. It's badass.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I found that to be the case. Like almost every time I've asked anybody to help, you know, they seem to be, you know, more than happy to help, which is fantastic. You know, I mean, I think, you know, it'll be interesting to see what my turnout comes out to be tomorrow.
I know.
you know, when 100 people register, I'm kind of like, all right, well, 20 will show up, you know, maybe another 20 will watch the replay or something.
Well, can
like
we
that.
Talk about your registration process and stuff? Do you even want to get into that? Or is that a, what do you
No, mean? Yeah, we can. You know, I could probably drop the link to my page or to the event itself on Facebook. We're going to run it through Zoom. So everybody that's registered today should get an email, you know, registration for Zoom.
I got your email. It's super cute.
Oh, you did. Okay, yep. Good. I was like, I tested it yesterday hoping that it would actually come through, but I didn't check this
morning. It worked.
Morning
it was like this morning sometime.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Yeah. So registration process right now is going through Eventbrite. That way, even though it's a free event, it just allows Eventbrite is great. And, you know, for those of you guys that are doing anything like a virtual open house or something like that, Facebook, it now allows you to integrate with Eventbrite so that you can have people register for your event and track who it is. So you can collect emails and, you know, I think it's just email and name is really all that you need on that side of things. I think you could maybe potentially somewhere in the paid version, you could get the phone numbers too, if that's something that you want. But especially for open houses and things, I mean, I'm doing kind of a similar thing.
Yeah, I love that.
You know, with another client, they're doing a webinar on, you know, for sellers, and they're co-sponsored by their title and their mortgage people. And so they're going to be running an event, and that is something that you can advertise for, and that you can also tie, like I said, through Eventbrite. So now you're collecting emails, and it's also a way to generate leads of sorts, right? Too. This is another way to reach out to people. And so that's the registration process. I haven't looked to see how many, you know, spots were open last night. I sent out a bunch of messages to people who hadn't registered yet. So I don't know if any of those people took action and registered, but there was about 12 spots open. You can wait list. And so, you know, certainly if anybody wants to, that's watching this still wants to register and it's full, just let me know, because I'm happy to, you know, happy to at least send you the Zoom link. I don't think we'll get all 100 people in the Zoom, so I'm sure there'll be room for more people. I didn't think I'd get 100 people, so
I know. That's the way that you situate your posts are really engaging as well. I mean, I can't help but comment on every single one of your posts. Like, you are a genius with that. So anybody out there, I highly, you know, suggest following Denise Nunley, because the way that she structures her posts and stuff are very, you know, engaging, and they create a lot of engagement. And so it's just, I'm always kind of watching you, I guess, just to learn, like, even that stalker. Something as simple as that, you know.
No.
Yes, I'm a stalker.
I know. Well, you know what's so funny is a couple of other sales coaches that I've been working with, Raul and Cody, Raul Alim is his name, and then Cody Steck. I can't remember if that's his last name. I don't know why all of a sudden I'm drawing a blank. But anyways, they have really been good at helping me kind of think through what I post and how I post, and, you know, and like really thinking about your face. And I just read that in that Traffic Funnels book about, you know, keep making your profile to be almost a sales funnel in its own sense, where, you know, we need to be commenting. So those of you guys that are realtors and you want more business, don't go to social media just to stalk. Go to social media. And, you know, when you post, be ready to come back and comment. You need to comment at least 10 times for Facebook to pick the algorithm up. And then what happens is, like, I think like on this post in general, I saw the power of that, because what happens is, as you start engaging with the post and it gets more comments, Facebook gives it more leverage and it starts to show it to more people. And so, mm-hmm. you know, and it starts to show it to more people who are like the people who are commenting. So, you know, that's just a little hack, I guess.
Yeah, hack that you taught me and a couple other people in HLD had brought up is whenever anybody comments, to always reply to their comment. I mean, it's like double the comments every time. So really all you need is like five people, five different comments, even just engaging. And if you're replying to five of them, boom, you've got 10. And it just does nothing but assist in your engagement. And so that was a really big, like, powerful lesson that I learned with the SEO, I guess, of Facebook marketing.
Yeah, it's just how their algorithm happens mm-hmm. to, you know, happens to work is they are a social platform. They want you to be engaging. They want that to be the case. And so if you post and then don't comment to anybody below it, nobody else is going to see it. So if you're getting like only two or three comments on a post, start thinking about asking people a question that they have to answer in the comments, because then it creates more engagement. So
that's brilliant. I have another friend who is getting licensed, but she doesn't have her license yet. But her social media game is so good that I'm like, you're just going to do amazing as a real estate agent just because of your social media. Like, she'll post, you know, a really like pretty picture of herself or whatever she's looking at with her thoughts for the morning. And then she'll ask a question or something. And then she just gets tons of engagement. And I also notice like that she'll heart her own post 100% of the time. And it works too. Like people just start, oh, I see something being liked and they like it.
Right. We're social creatures in general. So I don't know. And you know, what's interesting is, you know, just another like thing that you can like use video for really quickly. This came from Mike Bjorkman. I'm pretty sure that he was the one that taught me this, but you know, it's basically getting on video every morning. I take, you know, like today I had like 10 or 12 people that had the birthdays. Whatever happened 9 months from July was a lot because there's a lot of July birthdays. But
yeah, my daughter, for instance.
I was like, you know, I mean, it just seems like everybody has birthdays, but I get on every morning and I send videos to everybody that has a birthday. So,
damn,
I mean,
how do you have enough hours in the day? That's a great idea. I need to do that.
That
but
doesn't
still.
Take a lot of time. That part does not take a lot of time. It's literally 15 seconds that you're on film. You know, hey, happy birthday. It's Denise from Arizona. Cause a lot of people, they may not even know me yet. Cause I've been at like, that's another thing I do is I add friends in the, you know, space that I want to add, you know, for me, it's realtors because that's what I work with. Like today there was probably three people on my friends list that I don't really know yet. So I'm working on getting to know them. And the, you know, I mean, it's like
only two or three. Damn, I'm doing something wrong.
Right. I know. So I don't know. It's been interesting. It's been interesting. Like, we'll see how this pans out and if it ends up being, you know, even maybe some more business for me or not.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
To see if like even that part of it is, you know, is going to, I mean, I know people are like, that was really the nicest thing. That was super genuine. You know, I think it just keeps you top of mind and that's all. That's all it's about. So, you know, it's keeping you top of mind. So
I love it. Hey, so I definitely want to make sure that we post that link. And I don't know, how do we want to do this? Do you want to comment on the episode on that broker girl with that link and people can scroll through the comments and look for it?
I can do that. I can send you the link and you can put it in the post.
Whichever.
I mean, I'll do it in both. Like maybe we can put it in the comments and we can, I think it's easier if they can do it in the post. They don't have to scroll through all the comments.
Absolutely. So we'll get that link up there for everybody that has any interest. And oh, and lastly, since we're wrapping this up, I want you to explain the event again. I had a couple of comments asking what is happening tomorrow.
What is happening to me? So we're going to do a little bit of a deeper dive on what I just talked and what I kind of briefed over today, which is our video funnels and virtual door knocking. So the idea is that we want to use video to potentially generate seller leads. And so, you know, even what I'll do is I'll kind of go through why we want to do it, kind of, you know, where, what the process is. We'll go through even, you know, some kind of stuff, like even what you might want to say in your intros, what you might want to say in your outros for your videos, and nice. You know, just a deeper dive into things. And then ultimately, what we'll be doing is I will be offering a 1-day boot camp that will basically, I mean, I think I'll be able to give you enough tomorrow that if you know enough about Facebook, you should be able to take it and run. And you know, I think many of our, what I would say, HLD members who have been around for quite a while, I think they'll be able to take it and run.
But if maybe if some people need some hand holding, like they can hit you up for services. But the webinar tomorrow's free though, right?
Yep, everything's free tomorrow.
That is so badass, Denise.
Yep, everything's free tomorrow. And like I said, you'll come away with enough to implement if you know enough about Facebook. If you don't, that's where we're going to do the boot camp and basically walk you through everything as well. But, you know, if you want to find out more information about that, you got to tune in tomorrow. So,
yay. Well, that is awesome. I'm signed up. I'm sure you're like, Sandy, stop taking up all my slots. But when I see an opportunity.
I just want people to implement. That's really, I do care. Like my goal is really for real estate agents to grow their business. That's what I want to help be a part of that. And so, you know, if I can do that and help you do that in a, you know, maybe cost effective way, mm-hmm. that's really the goal. And when you get big enough that you have teams and, you know, want to have somebody really do stuff for you, that's where I come into play.
So. Well, I absolutely love it. And I would just like to say, you know, Denise and I, we are both just a quick aside. We are both agents with EXP, and I feel very strongly about everything that EXP has to offer. But what's so cool is our best agents with the best skills are basically sharing, you know, what they know and have to offer. And if you think that, you know, EXP might be right for you, but you might want somebody to walk you through marketing yourself and, you know, a little bit more deep dive on hand holding with virtual door knocking, you should hit Denise up. Ask her about EXP and ask her about, you know, marketing, because she is something like really special, and I knew that you would be, you know, just a great marketer and a great advisor to agents. And so we're very lucky to have you.
Yeah, no, I feel the same way. I'm like very, like I told you in the beginning, I'm blessed. That's that's one of the things I'm happy. I mean, I just am happy that I connected with you and happy that I'm a part of a great company. So,
awesome. Thanks. Well, if anybody also has any referrals, how do we get in touch with you out in Arizona?
You know, I think the easiest way to get in touch with me is probably through Facebook, but you know, happy to give my phone number. It's 602-758-0078. So if anybody wants to talk, they can
or send her a video saying something really mean.
But nicer. Like, I'm nice. I don't need mean video text messages. Yeah, no, anybody wants to get a hold and even just have a conversation, I'm happy to talk about your business and, you know, whether I'm a good fit or not a good fit, or whether something else would be a good fit. Like Sandy told you, I am always looking at alternatives and things. I mean, I actually referred somebody away the other day that said, you know, they couldn't afford what I had to do. I was like, well, I know this, and this is cheaper, and I think you might work for you. You know, I'm not about always, I want to do what's right for you and your business at the time.
Yeah, so, I love it. Yeah. I love it. Well, just a quick, before we wrap this up, I wanted to give a shout out to our sponsor, Landon Ross with Metronet. Basically, if you are still on, God forbid, like what if people are still on dial-up?
Jeez, I don't. Yeah.
Anyway, internet's gotten a lot faster these days, and now you have access to fiber optic. Basically, I mean, almost all of Davenport and Bettendorf, and it's even going out to LeClaire now. Landon just posted that. If you want to know if it's coming to your neighborhood anytime soon, hit up Landon Ross at landon@etcommunications.net or give him a call, 563-200-5544. Mention that broker girl, get a free month.
Can I mention something real quick?
For
and
sure.
Denise, sorry, I know we're keeping you on. The other thing that's very important about this Metronet, the internet thing, is for those of you with kids and the Wi-Fi and everything else, our internet, and you can talk to your Metronet people, came with the Eero, E-E-R-O. And it is a nice thing that you can do to everything on Wi-Fi set up to an account. And if a kid maybe doesn't do their chore, you can just shut off the Wi-Fi. It doesn't have to do a password change or anything else. It is, if you look it up, E-E-R-O, it's $600 for you to buy. It came with our Metronet.
Damn.
So that's a huge thing when we're all going through this thing. We've had our families together now going on 4 or 5 months in a row. And they want to be on their screens and everything else. And you want them to do things. I will say, suggest highly about Metronet, what they've done in our house to be like, with the push of a button, like, just do it.
That is so cool.
So it's pretty cool. So sorry to interrupt
you. And you don't have to give empty threats anymore.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I'm going to change the Wi-Fi password. Yeah, you can just, with the push of a button. I can show you the app on our Facebook feed right now. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, and the kids are going back to school soon, and it is going to be, I'm like, if you're on slow internet, it's bad.
Oh, yeah. And they still haven't even decided here in the Quad Cities if they're for sure doing back to school or if they're doing online learning. Or a hybrid. So, I mean, get your internet game up.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again, Denise, so much for being with us. And I'm so excited to attend your webinar. Jay found the link and he threw it up. And we will also make sure that it's in the description. But for sure, already it's in the comments. So thanks for doing that, Jay.
Awesome. No, Denise sent it to me. Yeah, she was, as she was talking to you, I sent her.
I was so sly.
Yeah.
Here I am just drinking and having a show.
you think I'm really good.
I was, all my little magic elves.
Off the side. We were right? doing it, yeah.
She's like, everybody can do what I need to.
I don't know how I get rich. Things just happen for me. All right. Well,
all right, guys.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.